The Cincinnati Men's Chorus celebrates their 25th anniversary season this year, and, as they always do, they begin the season with a special winter concert. This year's concert is entitled Our Christmas Wish. Here to tell me more about the concert and the organization is Tom Crawford, president of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. Hello, Tom.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
To begin, tell me more about the chorus itself.
Well, as you mentioned, we're in our 25th season, a fact that we're very proud of. The CMC is an all-volunteer chorus. It's comprised of gay, bisexual, and transgendered men, as well as their allies of both men and women, gay, straight, young, old. We preach diversity, so we like to practice diversity as well.
And you yourself, how long have you been singing?
I joined the chorus in 1998, so I'm coming up on, 18 years.
And I understand you're a bass.
I am a bass, yes.
What makes choral music so evocative? How is that human connection made?
I think it's because when people talk, going to one of our missions, which is fairness and equality, when you have people on different sides of a position talking, they often talk over one another. When people sing, people tend to be quiet and listen. So it's easier for us to get our message out just through the art of choral music. It touches people. It makes people happy. It can make people sad, but it always makes people think. And so whether we're singing a message piece or just simply by virtue of taking the stage, we're making a statement. And I think that's choral music is just our way of doing it. And we think it's very effective.
And what attracted you to doing choral music yourself?
I sang when I was in high school in the chorus and in some stage plays, but I didn't do it in college. And I moved to Cincinnati in the early 90s. I hadn't done it for many years. And I met a friend of mine who was a member of the chorus. He encouraged me to audition, and I did. It's just fun. I do it because it's fun. I love the social justice aspect of it as well. But when you can make a change and enjoy doing it, that's an added bonus.
And speaking of this year's winter concert, Our Christmas Wish, it's described as a collection of favorite holiday songs that you've performed over the past 25 years. Are these more classical choral pieces? Are they traditional holiday favorites? Or is it a mix of
both? It's the mix. One of the things we did is we polled our members and we said, tell us your favorite holiday song or Christmas song that we've sung since you've been in the chorus. And we do have some members who have been in the chorus for 25 years. So we took that and we took the ones that were the favorites, and that's how we programmed the concert. We are doing some pieces that we have not done before, but there are the traditional Silent Night and Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, as well as some non-traditional pieces as well.
And how many members are in the chorus?
We have about 65 singing members, and there's probably another 25 or 30 volunteers that do a lot of the backstage stuff.
And so this concert is taking place at Christ Church Cathedral downtown.
Correct, Christ Church.
Explain to me how it's all set up. I mean, that's a large group of people to have, I'm assuming, in the front.
It is. We did our holiday concert there last year, and we really enjoyed it. It's a wonderful space to sing in acoustically. Our concerts had been at SCPA for many years, the School for Creative and Performing Arts. As we know, they went through some changes in administration over there, and we couldn't secure dates for this season. And so Christ Church was there very generous in offering us their space again this year. The chorus over the summer purchased risers that the gentleman will stand on. That was one issue last year, were sight lines, so we remedied that by investing in risers. And so then the audience will sit in the pews as people would on a normal Sunday.
To you personally, what does Our Christmas Wish mean?
I'm one of six kids and lots of extended family as well. And so we're already now talking about getting together with my family and the extended family. And it's always just a fun, happy time. We will laugh at the same stories every year that we tell. And so this is our way of giving back to our audience because they have made our longevity possible. And so this is our way of saying, hey, thank you very much for continuing to support us. And so it's just another aspect of happiness and joy that I get to experience through the holiday season.
And then what is in store for the remainder of your 25th anniversary season?
As always, our small ensemble, Mentor Corps, they will go out and do many, many outreach performances, again, to help further the mission of equality and fairness. Our other two subscription concerts, our middle concert, which is in April, is called Our Family Tree. For that one, we're inviting back all past members to join us. We've invited all of our past artistic directors to come and conduct a piece. Muse, Cincinnati's Women's Choir, will be joining us for that concert as well. And we're working to try to also get the Diverse City Youth Chorus on the bill as well. So it's just a celebration of the past 25 years and then looking on to the future. And then our Pride concert, which is in June, will be joined on that with Quarryland Men's Chorus, which is out of Bloomington, Indiana. And for that concert, the next month in July, we'll be traveling to Denver to attend the Gala Choral Festival. And so we'll be doing our gala set for our Pride concert in June.
Well, I've been speaking with Tom Crawford, president of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus. For links to more information about the Cincinnati Men's Chorus and their upcoming anniversary season, you can find links at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati.
I'm Jim Nolan.